Day 18. Lengthen and given.
Let's look some more at what's going on with suffixes. Remember the two kinds we identified last time?
Inflationary? Denigrational?
Very funny. Get serious, Patrick.
Okay. Inflectional and derivational. Couldn't resist. But I do remember the big difference between them concerning grammatical category.
Which is?
Well, it's easier for me if I use examples. Take, say, the verb compute. Add er, and you get computer, which is a noun. But add ed, and you get computed, which is a verb, again. So er is a derivational suffix, and ed is an inflectional suffix. Right, Marta?
Good. But be careful. Think some more about the suffix er. One of the examples we used was waiter. What does it mean?
What? You mean like somebody who waits on tables?
That'll do. How about coming up with some more words like waiter with suffix er?
That's easy. Teacher, worker, driver, player, drummer. I could go on.
You don't need to. Think for a moment about the words with er suffixes we mentioned at the end of the last session. Clearer and taller.
What about them?
Are they just more of the same?
No, they're adjectives, both before and after adding the er suffix.
So what does that tell you about er concerning the kind of suffix?
Oh, that there are two different er suffixes, one derivational and one inflectional?
Exactly.
Is this some little weird quirk among the suffixes?
Let's find out. I'll give you some words and you break them down into stem and suffix. Identify the suffix as inflectional or derivational and tell me why.
Sounds like a lot, Marta.
I'm sure you can do it. Okay, here's the first one. Wooden.
It's wood, a noun, plus en, which makes wooden an adjective. So en is derivational.
Okay, how about lessen?
Another en and different. Less is an adjective and lessen is a verb. So en is derivational again.
And lengthen?
Wow, different again. Length is a noun and lengthen is a verb. So yet another derivational en.
Good. Now, what about given?
You mean like in given name? It must be an adjective because...
Hold on. Given is used as an adjective or modifier in given name. But take it back to something like, she's been given a name. What is it now?
Okay, give is a verb, and given is still a verb of some kind, so...
Yes, it's a verb form called past participle. But you get the point. So what kind of suffix is en in given?
I guess it's inflectional.
And what about oxen?
My God! En here is the plural suffix on the noun ox, so another inflectional. Where does it end, Marta?
Well, what about heaven?
What? Wait a minute. A breakdown to heave plus en. That's hilarious.
Thought I might catch you there. So look at what we have now. Three different derivational en and two different inflectional en endings. I'll lay them out and you can add the grammatical categories. Wooden, lessen, lengthen, given, oxen.
Wood, noun, plus en gives you wooden, adjective. Less, adjective, plus en gives you lessen, verb. Length, noun, plus en gives you lengthen, verb. Give, verb, plus en gives you given, verb. Ox, noun, plus en, gives you oxen, noun.
Bravo, Patrick. By the way, remember what we said before about predicting the suffix if you know the stem?
Yeah, you can't, at least a lot of the time. That was the point of the seriousness curiosity example.
Yes. So now what about predicting the grammatical category of the stem if you know the suffix, like er and en?
How could that be possible?
Right. At least not for the examples we've looked at. But we'll have some more to say about it.